North Shore Today,
the area's only daily news podcast
on MSONewsSports.com.
Along with Bill Newell, I'm Rick Moore, and this is North Shore Today for Friday, June 5, 2020.
Beverly Mayor Mike Cahill proposed a city budget Thursday night that contains no layoffs and no cuts in core services, despite an expected $4.6 million loss in revenue due to the coronavirus pandemic. Paul Layton writing in today's Salem News that Cahill said that the city will draw on just over $1 million from the city's reserve account, reduce road and sidewalk spending by $350,000, and tighten department budgets to help make up the difference in lost revenue. Quote, the key here is that this has allowed us to keep staffing levels the same, and since services people count on in Beverly are provided by our city and our school employees, that has to be the priority now, Cahill said in his budget message to councilors. Much more on this story in today's Salem News.
Taylor Ann Bradford's reporting in today's Gloucester Times. The stories of events that have unfolded over the past 3 months, from the unexpected effects of a pandemic to riots that have flooded the nation's streets, have been page-turners. But while history is being made daily, the buildings that house thousands of narratives have been forced to close their doors to mitigate the spread of the novel coronavirus until now. Sawyer Free Library in Gloucester has established a plan for reopening, which includes curbside pickup and home delivery starting Monday, June 8. Detailed information about local libraries' procedures and policies may be found at Sawyer Free Library in Gloucester, including curbside pickup and home delivery service, sawyerfreelibrary.org, Manchester Public Library, including curbside pickup, at manchesterpl.org, or you can call 978-526-7711, or you can email the staff at info@manchesterpl.org. TOHP Burnham Library in Essex, including curbside pickup and home delivery services, at essexpubliclibrary.org. Or you can call 978-768-7410, or you can also email dfrench@essexpl.org, and the Rockport Public Library information is available at rockportlibrary.org.
In Peabody, a proposal by City Hall to fast-track approving restaurants for outdoor dining cleared the council unanimously on Thursday night. Dustin Luca writing in today's Salem News that councilors voted 11-0 in a roughly hour-long remotely held meeting to allow a group of city officials and the mayor to greenlight seated outdoor dining on a temporary restaurant-by-restaurant basis. Under the immediately effective rules, those approvals would only be in effect through November 1. As it stands, indoor sit-down dining is prohibited across the state due to the increased risk of diners spreading COVID-19 to each other while in restaurants.
Michael Cronin reports in today's Gloucester Times that Manchester-by-the-Sea town selectmen have decided to lift some more COVID-19 restrictions. Phase 2.5, as they're calling it, is set to happen this Saturday, June 6. Selectman Chairman Eli Bowling is quoted as saying the board wants to take incremental steps to reopening the beaches, both for the staff and the public. It's going to take a little time to adjust our plans accordingly, but it's our hope to get the beaches safely opened up and available under less constraints as quickly as possible. We hope that residents understand that we're trying to do this as safely as possible. Beach access will be 7 days a week instead of just weekdays. However, all Phase 2 rules still apply. Beaches are still only open for residents and only to walk through, and sunbathing, swimming, and congregating are still off-limits. Singing Beach will be staffed from 9 a.m. to 8 p.m. by the Parks and Recreation staff and or the Manchester-by-the-Sea Police Department. The town will still be selling walk-on tags for $20 at the Singing Beach entrance. And the good news comes with some not-so-good news. The semi-annual fireworks display at Singing Beach, typically held July 3, has been tentatively rescheduled for September 4. More on the story in today's Gloucester Times.
Lynn's overnight curfew has been rescinded. Gayla Colley writing in today's Daily Item of Lynn that the curfew, which was mandated that residents stay home between the hours of 9 p.m. and 6 a.m., had been in effect since April 11. The restriction, extended twice last month, was lifted as part of an executive order that was signed this week by Mayor Thomas McGee and the city's public health director, Michelle Desmaris. Although Lynn has the fourth highest number of coronavirus cases in the state, recent data has shown that the city's numbers are leveling off with a low number of new cases each day, according to the mayor. You have been listening to North Shore Today, a daily news podcast produced by MSONewsSports.com. Along with Rick Moore, I'm Bill Newell. Thanks so much for joining us. We do want to hear from you, and you can email us at our email address at msonewsports@gmail.com, msonewsports@gmail.com. So, again, Friday, weekend ahead. Enjoy it. Looks like Sunday's the pick day of the weekend with the drier air and cooler temperatures.